And it's time now for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com. Today, we are, as promised, talking about the Cora Food Pantry. They've got their Hunger Heroes food drive going on all month long. A lot of places that you can donate, including right here at 97.9 The Hill. Of course, they do great work all year long as well. And we're joined on the phone by the executive director of the Cora Food Pantry, Melissa Driver Beard. Melissa, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me this afternoon.
Absolutely. So before we get into the Cora Food Pantry, the Hunger Heroes Food Drive has been going on for close to 3 weeks now. How's it been going?
You know, it's been going really, really well. We had two pop-up events this past weekend, one in Siler City and one in Pittsburgh, so that folks could come by and drop off food donations. I know that so far we've, I guess just through those two events, gotten in close to 1,000 pounds of food donated. And we've got, as you mentioned, sites set up all over the triangle, or all over the area, not really the triangle, but Chapel Hill, Pittsburgh, Siler City, Moncure, about 28 businesses that are working with us. So we anticipate that we'll have, you know, maybe around 5,000 pounds of food donated before the month's out.
So how does that compare to just like a typical month with no special events? What do you typically get in an ordinary month donated?
Oh, wow. It's so hard to say.
It probably varies from month to month, right? Yeah.
It really does. This time of year, we're so incredibly fortunate, though, because the entire community recognizes that the holidays are upon us and that all of the families in the area want to be able to put a feast on the table, just like all of us. And so everybody really stepped up to make sure that we received the food donations and the monetary donations we need to make that happen for the clients that we serve.
Absolutely.
You know, so we work with porch communities all over the area and with lots and lots of local grocery stores. So we're constantly getting food donations in, but this is the first time that we've tried really a countywide food drive and have seen a lot of people get behind it. In fact, two individuals came in today and brought 467 pounds of canned goods. So that was kind of an amazing thing to see.
That's really cool. Awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of canned food.
Yeah. And speaking with Melissa Driver Beard, CoraFoodPantry.org is the website for more on the food pantry. And for folks who don't know, tell us about the Cora Food Pantry, who you serve and how extensive the operation is down in Chatham.
So we serve any resident in Chatham County in need of emergency food resources. We have been in business for about 31 years, started off serving just a few families every year, and this past year served well over 15,000 families in the area. So we've really grown, and as you might imagine, during the past 8 months, we've seen the need skyrocket. Just since March, we've served over 700 families who are new to us and have never had to ask for assistance or for food before. So, you know, it's redefining the face of hunger and food insecurity in Chatham County, and I'm so pleased that we've been able to be resilient and that we've had the support of the entire community and that we've been able to meet the need of everyone that showed up at our door.
How has COVID changed what you've had to do and how you've had to do it?
Wow, COVID seems to have changed everything, and I'm sure you hear that a lot. But we historically have been a choice pantry, which means that we were set up like a small grocery store and our clients could come in and shop and choose the foods that were specific to their cultural needs, medical needs, nutritional needs, or just their preferences. And because of the way COVID has spread, we can no longer open like a choice pantry. So we are providing all of our meal service in a drive-through fashion with pre-packed bags of food. We're trying over the next couple of months to integrate a few more choice options as best we can in a drive-through fashion. And we've been serving people that way since mid-March. So we were outside all summer long and anticipate that we'll be out there all winter too. But we want to keep our volunteers safe and especially the families who are vulnerable that we're serving. We want to make sure that they're safe as well.
Speaking with Melissa Driver Beard, and I know you've been with Cora for a long time. How have you personally seen it change people's lives or help people?
You know, I think all of the changes have been more obvious to me just in the past 8 months than perhaps ever before. I've made the statement a number of times that it feels like I'm living in a Dickens novel. It's the best of times and the worst of times. You know, we've seen that the services that we provide really bring out the very best in people, despite the horrible situation that we're in with the pandemic now. Really, the entire community has come together to get behind Cora. And when I say the entire community, I mean our clients have supported us by offering to help and volunteer. Our volunteers, who are often in vulnerable situations themselves, still want to keep volunteering. Our staff have remained on deck and on top of things through the whole pandemic. We've had people that have never volunteered here before just show up asking or offering to help. In the early days of COVID, cars would drive by and ask what we needed. And, you know, on any given day, that might have been that we needed canned protein or canned vegetables, or it might be that we needed money. And my requests were met every single time. And that really enabled us to keep going as well as keep our clients going. You know, at a time when they were facing, and everybody has been facing, so much loss with loss of income, loss of jobs, loss of family members, it's been nice to be able to provide them with the food that they need and really do the best that we can to help everybody feel as normal as possible about this and maintain some dignity. Because, like I said, we've had 700 new families come to us this year, so many of them seeking help and facing hunger for the first time in their lives and really not knowing how to ask for help. And that's been both heartbreaking and heartwarming. To know that we're a trusted entity in the community means everything. And to know that people feel safe coming here and that they know that they'll get the help that they need is wonderful. But also to see so many families in need is worrisome. But I'm just happy that we've been able to do all that we can to serve those that we serve and to continue to do it well.
Speaking with Melissa Driver Beard again, corafoodpantry.org is the website for more information. So I know the need is always changing, but for folks who want to help out now, what are your greatest needs? What can people do?
Well, in terms of food, we really want canned protein, which would be tuna, chicken, mini hams. We're trying to get together donations of turkey breasts for the holidays. We want canned fruits and vegetables. We're trying to keep the list simple, but also throw in some holiday trimmings like cranberry sauce or stuffing mix, instant potato mix, that sort of thing, so that people can really round out those holiday meals. We're always happy to accept cash donations on our website, which is, as you said, www.corafoodpantry.org. But yeah, really the staples are what we need right now: canned fruits and veggies, canned meat, and some of the holiday trimmings.
Any volunteer needs?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. Anybody that would like to get involved as a volunteer. Can't believe I forgot that. We absolutely would love to have new volunteers. So many of the folks that we typically work with on a volunteer basis are in the at-risk category for COVID, and we would love to see people coming out who would like to get involved with client services, data entry, who would like to help us keep the shelves stocked or sort food. And so if you're looking for a good workout, you can come here and get it. You know, we're not a gym, but there's a lot of heavy lifting involved some days. Or you can work one-on-one with the clients in a socially distanced setting and get their information and make sure that they get the food they need. So we offer all kinds of opportunities. We serve clients Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 until 1. And we're open every day of the week.
I'm remembering now, and I think it was you that I was talking to, and this was 7 months ago, so, you know, a lifetime ago at this point. But I think it was you I was speaking to, and you were the first one that really kind of clued me into the fact that volunteering was going to be an issue, as so many regular volunteers are in those at-risk categories for just nonprofits all over the community, certainly Cora, but every other nonprofit as well. And it's really heartening now to hear 7 months later that the need is still great and the need for volunteers is still great, but people have stepped up over those last 7 months, right?
Yeah, they really have. I mean, in the early days of COVID, we saw so many of our volunteers, you know, stick with us. We saw many, many new people just come from the community wanting to help. I finally made a decision in about mid-April that we would not use volunteers for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. That was a very, very painful decision to make, but I didn't want to put anybody at risk, and I felt that we knew so little about how COVID was being spread that I just felt like I needed to err on the side of caution. But over the past few months, we have reopened the doors to volunteers and are not just welcoming them, but almost begging them to come back at this point. After my core staff of really, I guess, 11 over the summer did the jobs of all the staff and all the volunteers, we began to appreciate them much, much more than ever before. It occurred to me one day that there were 10 or 11 of us doing what normally 30 or more people might do in a given day and doing our regular jobs on top of that. So it was a long haul of a summer, but made us very appreciative of each other as a team, and especially of our volunteers. You know, they've really been the backbone of CORA for 31 years. We were founded by volunteers and still rely on over 300 of them each year. So there's a lot of time and talent that comes into this organization, and we're so, so happy to be welcoming it back.
Oh, we thank you, and we thank everyone who's been with CORA that whole time for stepping up, especially this summer. I know it's been such a difficult summer for everyone, and the work that you've done has helped so many people. Speaking with Melissa Driver Bearden, we've got to wrap up, but if people want to know more information, or if there's anything that we haven't hit in this conversation yet, where can they go, and what do folks need to know?
Well, please always check out our website at corafoodpantry.org. Our food needs list is on there. Information about our Hunger Heroes food drive. We've got events coming up in November, a Turkey Tuesday that will be held on November 17th, and other fun things going on to help families get through the holidays. You can also register as a volunteer through our website. So it's all done there. Or you can always call our office, and that number is 919-542-5020. And any one of the staff or volunteers on the phone will be happy to help.
Awesome. And again, corafoodpantry.org for more information. Melissa Driver Beard, thank you so much for being with us today and for all you do.
Thanks, Aaron. It's really nice to catch up with you.
And that, again, has been the Chatham County Roundup, made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story set somewhere, theirs is right here. Find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com.